The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow. This is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of MidAmerican Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. We got a great show coming at you today. We got a lot of stuff to cover. My name is Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. And today we're going to talk about several things, actually. We're going to talk about several concerns that retirees have now going into and facing retirement. We have record low interest rates, fear of the stock market, unfavorable job markets for seniors, Social Security uncertainty, rising healthcare costs, debt, you know, the political environment and what it's entailing as far as its effect on the market, and then, of course, taxes. So we're really going to spend some time talking today about these record low interest rates. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a little bit about Social Security. So here we go. How many of you listening to the show today remember a time when you could take your money to the bank? Heck, some of you on here probably remember when you could take your money to the bank and get 15 and 16% on a money market account. You know, it was easy to plan back then. The problems that we have today is we have this scenario. It's almost like a perfect storm of record low interest rates. People are living longer, rising healthcare costs, and all these things coming together where you literally now have to sit down and have a very entailed plan, one that generates income. And that's the whole point of the show. And that's why I call it the Retirement Income Doctor. And in today's show, we're going to talk about some of the ways to avoid some of these scenarios, to avoid this perfect storm, as we'd call it. You know, retirement is supposed to be a reward. It's supposed to be a reward for all the years you spent working, getting up every morning early, going to work early, and, you know, coming home late, all those weekends, all that overtime. We talk about the golden years. And unfortunately, I've heard so many of you that call in from our radio show say, you know, the golden years aren't so golden. Well, we want to talk to you today about how to make those golden years a little bit more golden. You know, what I've found as I talk to people week in and week out is if you don't have a plan, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you have an advisor that just basically picks investments and you don't have a plan, a long-term plan, I'm talking 20, 30 years down the road, one that generates income, one that works with taxes, one that works with estate planning and encompasses all these things under one roof, then I hate to say it, but it kind of adds to your uncertainty. You know, by having all of this clear and concise really makes you feel a lot better, brings clarity. You know, with clarity brings control. That's one of the things you want to go into retirement with is control. So let's talk a little bit about some of these low interest rates. You remember back in 2008, Ben Bernanke introduced the ZERP plan, Z-E-R-P, zero interest rate policy. You know, in mid-2008, matter of fact, he talked about raising rates. Now, understand that we had went to a zero interest rate, something that we had never done before. And, you know, it stayed that way for a very, very long time. In 2008, Ben Bernanke introduced the ZIRP plan, zero interest rate policy. From mid-2008 to December of 2015, we went with zero interest rates. Zero interest rates, something that had never been done before. Then he raised rates 0.25%. Matter of fact, actually in 2016, they thought they were going to raise rates 4 times. But in fact, they raised them in December 1 time and then did it again in March of that same year, another 0.25 basis point. So basically, the Fed interest rate went up by 0.5. Now, understand that this same time frame, the yield on the 10-year Treasury was 2.6. So logically, you'd think that the 10-year Treasury would have gone up 0.5 to 3.1%. No, it didn't. In fact, it's actually lower. Right now, it's 2.35. It actually declined. Now, there's a whole nother show I can do on the reasons that that took place, but think about it for a minute. 2.35. That is terrible. That doesn't even keep pace with inflation. What they actually did is they dislocated safe money investments and pretty much made the stock market look more attractive. You know, they were even quoted back then as knowing and stating this was a great experiment. Well, I got news for them. Japan had already tried this. It didn't work out so well. Matter of fact, back then, Ben Bernanke was quoted as saying that he felt it was his responsibility to basically create a system where Americans would put their money at risk. In other words, go into the stock market. That's a terrible, terrible idea. And basically what that has done is it has forced retirees to look for other areas, other safe money investments that yield, you know, fixed interest rates. And unfortunately, they don't seem to be finding them. Matter of fact, it's an interesting thing. As I talk to people week in and week out, I see people come in and it's like they think they have two choices. They either take their money and they put it in the stock market and put it at risk, or they take their money and they put it in the bank and make nothing, 0.0%, you know, and they don't think there's really anything in between. And that's kind of what I want to talk about on today's show. What is the solution? But the most important thing is having a plan, having a clear, concise plan, a plan whereby it shows you how to generate income, minimize taxes, integrate your estate planning, and obviously optimize Medicare planning, and then integrate Social Security planning, a plan that clears all of this stuff up. And what I'd like to offer today is what I like to refer to as the Financial Strength Worksheet. The Financial Strength Worksheet. It's basically something that you can do that you can call in. We can take 5-10 minutes over the phone, free, no cost, no obligation, and basically give you kind of a score on how you're scoring with your current retirement plan. You know, security and a sound plan equals safety and control. And again, this is no cost to you. Give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Also, with this worksheet, we'd like to show you a plan that can help you fight these ultra-low interest rates. A plan that will help you create income as opposed to selling principal as you're in retirement. Again, our phone number is toll-free, 1-800-611-1966. And you can also check us out at midamericantaxadvisory.com. You can listen to us there. You can listen to past shows. Heck, you can listen to this show. But give us a call at that phone number if you want to get that worksheet and kind of see where your retirement plan scores. You know, retirees, as I said, are facing a serious headwind in retirement right now. You know, the fear of the stock market, record low interest rates, unfavorable job market for seniors, not feeling secure about Social Security, rising health care costs, debt, you know, the current political environment, taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it like I said, these are supposed to be those golden years. You don't want to spend these years worrying about your retirement. You want to have a plan. You know, if you think about it, when you were working, you had clarity. What did you have? You have a paycheck come in every 2 weeks. You knew how much was coming out in taxes. You knew how much was going into 401k. It was the same check every 2 weeks, and you could count on it. Now you're headed into or into retirement, and it's unclear. It's kind of cloudy, kind of nerve-wracking. And you know something that I have found is that the older people get, the less tolerant they become to this fear, and they can make emotional decisions. Well, making an emotional decision in investments, this is not the time to be doing that. You know, when you were working, you had time to recover from any mistakes. Right now, we're running out of time. And that's why it's so important to work with someone that knows how to create a plan, knows how to create a plan that integrates your income planning, your estate planning, your Social Security planning, your tax planning. I mean, we do it all under one roof. But if you want to see how your retirement plan holds up to the test of time, to the test of the longevity risk of living too long, give us a call. We'd love to run you through that financial strength worksheet. And it will take about 5 to 10 minutes and give you an idea where you score. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, we're going to have to take a break for just a minute, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the alternatives that can help you get around these low interest rate scenarios, this low interest rate environment that we're in. We're also going to be talking about Social Security planning. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Again, this is the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, toll-free 800-611-1966.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again. You know, before the break, we were talking about the record low interest rate environment that we're in. We're going to talk about some strategies to get around that issue for retirees. We also mentioned that we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security as we get into this radio show a little further. We talked about how important it was to have a plan. You know, I've listened, just like you do, to other advisors on the radio, and I hear them talk about a thing called buckets of money. In other words, have your money invested into three different buckets. You know, a bucket now, bucket later, and a bucket even later. Well, the theory of that being that that latest bucket you can have invested in the stock market. You can take some risk. You've got more time. Well, in theory, that sounds like a real great idea. Here's the problem. That still puts you back in the stock market with risk. Well, there are alternatives. There's definitely an alternative. An income strategy. A strategy whereby your portfolio is creating income every quarter, every month, actually. You know, I talk about this in my required minimum distribution workshops, where I talk about the necessity of interest and dividends. Interest and dividends should be paying your required minimum distribution, not the selling of shares. See, the problem with that buckets of money theory is it puts you into a scenario where you're actually selling shares of something to create income, which gets you into a scenario of reverse dollar cost averaging. And you think, okay, I've heard of dollar cost averaging. What the heck is reverse dollar cost averaging? Well, reverse dollar cost averaging, I will go on record and say, is one of the most dangerous things you can do in a retirement plan. Matter of fact, is one of the tests that I give people, I said, if you're looking for another advisor, ask him to explain reverse dollar cost averaging. If he doesn't know how to explain it, he doesn't know how to create income. Reverse dollar cost averaging, if you know what dollar cost averaging is, it basically means dollar cost averaging. If you put $100 in the market, and this is for a young person, $100 in the market, you buy something at $10 a share, you will own 10 shares. The next month, you put $100 in, buy the same thing, and it went down to $5 a share. Well, you bought 20 shares. Now, if you look at that, you spent a total of $300. You have accumulated a total of 30 shares. And you sit and you look at that and think, well, you know, my average cost per share was $7.50. Well, if you thought that, you'd be wrong. Take 200, divide it by 30, and you come out with $6.67. Now, I don't want to split hairs here, but here's the point of dollar cost averaging. It drives those share prices down. How do you make money in the market? You buy low and you sell high. So dollar cost averaging works. Great story to tell a young 25-year-old. Well, when you're in retirement years, you're selling shares. You're creating income. You have to pull money out. That's where it changes. When you pull money out, you flip that thing on its head and think about it. Month one, you need $100. You're selling something at $10 a share. How many shares did you need to have to sell? 10. Then the next month, you still need $100 and it drops to $5 a share. How many shares did you have to sell? Twice as many. See, what was a positive and allowed you to buy low in your younger years causes you to sell low in your retirement years. And it's called reverse dollar cost averaging, one of the most dangerous things you can get into. So if you're concerned about the fact that you might be reverse dollar cost averaging, if you're talking to your advisor and he's talking to you about selling shares to create income, then you need to give us a call. And what I'd love to do is talk to you about the financial strength worksheet. The financial strength worksheet takes us about 10 minutes to go through over the phone, and it will kind of give you a scorecard of where you stand in retirement. It integrates everything. And if you want to know where you're scoring at right now, give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or, of course, you can check us out on the web at www.midamericantaxadvisory.com. Imagine if you had someone that could answer all the questions you have going into retirement and all the concerns and fears that you have. Imagine if it was crystal clear. And basically someone that would bring up the negatives before you see them. And that's basically what we want to try to do with this worksheet. But more importantly, it's what we'd love to do and sit down with you and devise a plan. You know, as people hear this, and we get the calls, of course, that's what we're giving the phone number out for. People think, you know, obviously it's got to be an annuity. I mean, annuities are the only thing that a person sells these days to create income. Let me tell you, there's a whole myriad of things in between low interest rates at banks, annuities, and the stock market. There's a whole myriad of things that pay fixed dividends, fixed interest. but give us a call. We can talk to you more about those and how to create an income strategy. You know, one of the things that I love about our practice the most is that we literally do everything under one roof. Medicare supplement planning, wealth management, and income planning. I like to really refer to it as income planning. Estate planning. We have an attorney on staff that does that. Tax planning. We, of course, have seasoned tax professionals that do that. We do a tax return for $79.95, I kid you not, every year. And it doesn't matter how many states, as long as you don't have a business involved there. We do your taxes for $80. So we have it all under one roof. And it's important that your advisor see all these things. You know, I was talking to someone last week that was working with an advisor. And I asked them, I said, did he ever ask you for your tax return? No, he never did. I said, well, let me ask you, when you take money out of that qualified plan, that IRA, will it create taxes? Yeah, it will. Do you know how much taxes it's going to create? No. Wait, let me ask you, do you think he should know? As opposed to just picking a number and saying 10% federal and 5% state, do you not think he should maybe look at the tax return and see if it's going to increase the taxes on your Social Security? Is it going to push you into the next bracket if your marginal tax rate is right there on the border? I mean, this is one of the reasons why we love having a practice that does literally everything under one roof. We don't farm any of this stuff out. So again, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Social Security planning and the importance of it at the very tail end here when we come back from the break. But I'm going to have to take a break. And again, if you want to get that financial strength worksheet, give us a call at toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can also check out some of our prior radio shows on www.midamericantaxadvisory.com.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster.
To schedule a free, no obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again. If you're just now tuning in, before the break, we talked about the record low interest rate environment. We talked about how to avoid some of those areas, how to create a plan for income as opposed to selling of shares, the dangers of reverse dollar cost averaging. And then, as I promised, I wanted to take a few minutes and talk about the importance of Social Security planning. You know, so many people have fears of Social Security, fears that it's going to go broke. The OASDI trust fund, which is, by the way, the trust fund in which Social Security checks come from, is a trust fund that people are afraid, hey, it's going to go under. How many of you have heard the fact that they have stolen money out of this or used money out of this and used it for other things they shouldn't have. Well, let me tell you something. What I don't, and this is why I do my Social Security workshops, I don't want to see people out of fear run out there and get that Social Security check at a young age of 62 for fear it's going to go broke. Let me tell you something. You're running from a ghost. I've actually heard people tell me that their advisor told them to claim early, And this is a person with longevity in their family, basically so he could reinvest the money. Now, let me ask you a quick question. If you get a 6% gain, roughly, not exactly, but around a 6% gain every year from 62 to 66, full retirement age, and then after 66, you get an 8% gain. So let's average that out and say it's an average of, what do you say, 7? What else in your portfolio do you have that's paying a 7% guaranteed interest rate backed by the full faith and credit of the government? So you say, okay, so you're saying, Mark, that I should wait longer. Well, yeah, in many cases I am. Now, it depends. It depends on if you got longevity in your family. Well, then that comes back to, what do? You still want to retire at 62. That brings us right back full circle to the importance of creating income out of your retirement plan. That's why we call the show the Retirement Income Doctor. There's a whole myriad of items out there that generate fixed income. Now, I'm not just talking about annuities now. A myriad of items that generate fixed income. If you want to learn more about this whole area of investing that does not involve annuities, does not involve stock market risk, call us. We would love to give you one of our white papers. It's a very short read, and it's called Introduction of Non-Stock Market Income Generating Alternatives. Matter of fact, give us a call and ask for that specifically, the Introduction of Non-Stock Market Income Generating Alternatives. Again, our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. All right, well, let's get off into Social Security. You know, we said we would talk a little bit about this, and I like to start with some stories. You know, we had one particular person that came into our office, and this particular person's spouse had died 18 months earlier. And this person was over 67. Matter of fact, they were 67 and a half, and their spouse had died 18 months earlier, and they were not collecting on Social Security. Matter of fact, they were working, and they weren't collecting on Social Security. And my first question was, why? Why are you not taking a decedent benefit? And she said, well, I called Social Security, and they told me not to worry about it. I said, what are you talking about, not to worry about it? You can take decedent benefits at full retirement age and shortly thereafter without income limitations. In other words, you can still work. Well, basically, she hadn't claimed on this benefit for 18 months. Now, we didn't know what the deceased spouse benefits were, but come to find out, by the time that she went to the Social Security office, she had realized that she had missed $2,350 a month for 18 months. 18 months because she didn't know that she could go claim. Well, again, this is an area of confusion for most retirees. How about if you could have some clarity brought to it? How about if I told you there's over 500 different ways as a married couple that you can claim on Social Security? And the difference between strategy number one and strategy number two can be a $100,000 difference over your lifetime. How about if you had a plan, a step-by-step 27-page report on your situation, not a general thing that talks about Social Security generally, but I'm talking about your numbers. Let's like I often say in my workshops, I say, you know, every one of you has the same question. You know what the question is? What about my situation? You know, everybody has the same question. Well, give us a call. We would love to run this Social Security analysis for you. We've got the high-tech software that will actually do this. We plug in your numbers. We can email you the report. It'll literally show you what's the best strategy for you to go out and claim. Again, our toll-free number is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about Social Security and taxes. You know, Social Security, believe it or not, is possibly not taxable. I often ask that question in my workshops. I say, how many of you think Social Security is taxable? How many of you don't? And of course, most people put their hand up on the taxable part. Well, actually, it can be non-taxable. I have several clients of ours. There are several of our tax clients that they don't pay a dime on Social Security. It depends on a thing called your provisional income. Now, what is your provisional income? Your provisional income is your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security, and that equals your provisional income. If your provisional income is high enough, you start paying taxes on Social Security. If you go high enough, then you could pay as much as 85% of your Social Security could be taxable. Now, don't mistake, that's not an 85% tax on your Social Security. That's 85% of your Social Security could be taxable. That means if you have a Social Security check that's $10,000 a year, $8,500 of it could be taxable if your provisional income is high enough. And see, this is one of the reasons we are here on the air and open to take your calls, because people do not realize how everything meshes together. So when you get to the point where you're taking required minimum distributions, or you just want to go take $20,000 out of your IRAs, that's going to raise your provisional income up. You're going to pay tax on that money, and you're going to pay more tax on your Social Security. So what's the answer? Well, would you rather guess or would you rather know? Well, again, we have the software that'll tell you about Social Security, but we also have the software for taxes where we can actually run what's called a what-if scenario. I often urge people to do this. Don't guess this thing out and figure out on April 13th how much you owed in taxes. Have a plan. A plan is very important. So you will know to the penny of how much you owe in taxes. And again, if you want to get that what-if scenario run for your situation, if you're getting to the point where you're about to take RMDs, required minimum distributions, if you don't know what that stands for, or you're getting to the point where you're wanting to take a $10,000 or $15,000 withdrawal out of those qualified plans, don't guess. Give us a call. It takes 10, 15 minutes to run this thing. We can do it over the phone free of charge. Again, 800-611-1966. 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about taxation of Social Security. You know, when Social Security came out in 1932, it was tax-free. The first check was paid in 1934, and it was tax-free all the way up until a certain president that most of you here listening will know. Matter of fact, I'll give you a hint on who that president was. Think of the irony of this. His favorite saying was, "Read my lips, no new taxes." And you guessed it, George Bush Sr. So George Bush Sr. entered in the taxation of Social Security, where it could be as much as 50% of your Social Security check could get taxed. Well, then if you think it's the Republicans' fault, think again, because Bill Clinton came in the next term and took it to 85%. So as much as 85% of your Social Security check could be taxable. So if you're concerned about the fact that you might be paying too much taxes on Social Security, if you're concerned about the fact that you didn't even know there was taxation on Social Security, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Again, 800-611-1966. And I'm going to talk about another scenario that I see come up a lot, actually, during tax season. And occasionally, I'll run into a person that is in what I call negative numbers with the IRS. Now, this is not a financial term you're going to find on the IRS's website. I kind of made this up because I couldn't think of a better name for it. Negative numbers with the IRS. I see this actually come up a lot. And that is a person that can live on Social Security or maybe another $5,000 or $10,000 above that. You know, they're getting a pension or whatever, and their adjusted gross income is almost nothing or close to it because they have no other income and none of their Social Security is getting taxed. I will see this scenario come up time and time again. This is back to the importance of having a planner that has everything under one roof, that knows your taxes, knows your investments. That person could be taking as much as $10,000, $15,000, maybe even $20,000 out of their qualified plans and not be paying a dime of taxes on it because they're in negative numbers with the IRS. So you're getting your standard deduction. You're getting your standard exemption, and in many cases, that'll add up to that much money. Now, you could just let this tax year go by and not take advantage of that. What I try to do, and what we do is we meet with our clients in November and early December. We look to see if they're potentially in negative numbers with the IRS. If they are, by golly, take some of that money out of that qualified plan and move it over to a Roth. Then it grows tax-free forever. But you know, I have never seen a financial planner bring this up. They don't ask for your taxes. I've seen one tax person bring this up in all of my years in the tax business. So if you're concerned over the fact that, hey, I might be in that scenario. Give us a call. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is a white paper that we'd love to put in your hands called Understanding Social Security. Understanding Social Security. I mean, if you want to get that in your hands and also have the analysis run that shows you what your situation should be, it's a 27-page analysis, involves your numbers. Give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. See, financial planning is not all about saving money. It's about a proper plan of distribution, a proper plan of how to take income, a proper estate plan that will pass it on to the heirs at the most tax-efficient manner and avoiding probate. It's about all of these things wrapped up in one clear, concise plan. And that's what we do. We do it all under one roof. Now, if you're just now tuning in, this is the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. We're talking about Social Security planning, and we're talking about the importance of getting the right strategy that will work for you, that will get you the most out of Social Security. There's over 500 different ways you can claim, getting a strategy that will work best for you and your situation. And now we're talking about taxation of Social Security. And I want to take the last few minutes and talk about something called your marginal tax rate. Your marginal tax rate. A lot of people don't understand how taxes work. They think that if, you know, I go into that 25% bracket or 15% bracket, then I pay 15% on everything or 25% on everything. And it doesn't work that way. There are 7 different tax brackets. You know, you start with your 10, you go to your 15, then you go to your 25 and 28 and so forth on up. And for a married couple filing jointly, the 25% bracket is right around, I think it's $74,900 if I remember correctly. So if you are, say, making $75,000 a year as a couple, that's your taxable income, you're going to be paying part of that at 10%, part of it at 15%, and about $100 of that is going to run into the 25% bracket. So it's not all of it, but some of it. Now, why do I bring up your marginal tax rate? Well, if you're forced to take a required minimum distribution, or you go pull $10,000 or $20,000 out of an IRA, guess what tax bracket that comes in at? You guessed it, your marginal rate, 25%. Oh, and don't forget, it's going to raise the taxation of your Social Security up. So if this is a concern of yours, don't guess. No, give us a call. We have the software to run what's called a what-if scenario. We'll tell you how much it is you're going to end up paying in taxes. Again, our toll-free number, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. You know, I'm going to wrap today's show up with a story. It's a story of a client of ours that actually sent us an email. Matter of fact, I just received it here this week. And the question was, he's thinking about going out and buying another house, actually a bigger house. And he's looking at the interest rates on this, and he's looking at the equity in his other house. And, you know, he has his other house paid off, and he's just curious. Is this a good move? How do I do this financially? What is the best strategy to take? So he emailed me and he asked, is this something that you do? Let me tell you something. When you're a client of ours, we will answer any financial question you have. It doesn't have to deal with just strictly investments. It doesn't have to deal with strictly estate planning or Social Security planning or even Medicare planning. We'll answer any financial question that you've got. And I sent him an email back and I said, yeah, you need to give us a call. And I'm going to have my scheduler put him on our schedule where I can meet with him and kind of go through the numbers. We've had a lot of experience dealing with retirees. And this is a scary time in your life. You want to make this point in your life fun. You want to go on those trips and not have to worry about your income coming in every month. You don't want to have to worry about, is the stock market going to take another major dip, which, by the way, according to historical trends, it should. But give us a call if these are concerns of yours. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Or you can check our prior shows out at midamericantaxadvisory.com.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. And right now, we'd like to offer to you a free copy of the book, Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Be one of the first 5 callers right now to receive your copy of this very powerful book, Return on Principle. So call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966 for Return on Principle, the 7 core values on how to protect your money in good times and bad. Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime, 24/7 at MidAmericanTax.com. That's MidAmericanTax.com.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There is no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Falter, and we've got some really good information in store for you today. First of all, we're going to talk about why investing for income and not growth is the right thing to do right now. You know, think about it for a minute. When you're investing for growth, what you're doing really is you're crossing your fingers and your toes, hoping for growth. But the problem with that is with that can possibly come shrinkage. In other words, sometimes you invest for capital appreciation and you get capital depreciation. I mean, this is precisely what happened from 2000 to the beginning of 2003 when the tech bubble burst. And this is exactly also what happened from the end of 2007 until the beginning of 2009, when we had the subprime mortgage debacle. People found back then that from peak to peak, it took 7 years to recover the first time, because the real full recovery didn't happen until 2007. So during that time frame, people literally got zero growth in the stock market. And then the second time, it took from 2007 to 2013, it took 6 years for it to come back. And again, they got zero growth in the stock market during that time. And just remember, there's no law saying it can't take 8 or 10 years to come back. And this is actually why I have this show. This is what I tell people every day of the week. When you are in retirement or within 10 years from retirement, this is why you want to be investing for income, as opposed to crossing your fingers and toes and hoping for growth. You don't want to get caught in a downdraft. You're at a point in your life you can't afford to get caught in a downdraft. Oh, you might be saying, you know, gosh, Mark, I'm not going to retire for 8 or 10 years. Last time it took 6 or 7 years for it to recover, so I'm okay. Well, technically you might be okay, but you know, the question you got to ask yourself while you're in this 6 to 7 year period of time where it's going down and coming back up, and this is hoping that your temperament is not such that you sell out, but if you stay in there and you ride the roller coaster ride, how much real growth did you really get out of that? And then secondly, was it really worth the risk? My question is simply this. This is literally the question I go home at night scratching my head. Why do people do this when they can get 4-7% without investing in the stock market? In other words, invest for interest or dividends instead of growth. So you say, well, I don't really need the interest in dividends. You know, I'm not really quite retired yet. Well, reinvest them just like you did in the growth model. But with interest in dividends, at least you've got something to reinvest. In other words, grow your money the old-fashioned way, the reinvestment of interest and dividends. Well, some people might be saying, you know, hey, I'm 67, 68. I don't really need that money. I mean, I've got a pretty good pension from my old company. I've got Social Security and, you know, I don't really need it right now. Well, something you have to remember, if this is IRA money, which most of the time it is, in a couple of 3 years, when you turn 70 and a half, you're going to be forced to take an income out. Required minimum distributions. Keyword is required. I mean, basically, this means you're going to have to start taking income from your 401k and your IRAs, whether you like it or not. So just because you don't need the income doesn't mean you don't have to take the income. The government might force you to take that income. Again, starting at age 70 and a half. So that's why I say over and over again, why cross your fingers and toes hoping for growth or capital appreciation when you can invest for the sure thing? Oh, we all know there's nothing for sure in the investment world. However, there are many items out there that are a lot more secure than the stock market that pay interest in dividends. Things out there, like if a bank CD were a 1 and stock market were a number 10 on the risk scale, you know, maybe these things might range in the, well, 2-4 range. I mean, much closer to the CD than, say, the stock account. Now, what are we talking about here, you're asking? Well, we're talking about things like government bonds, like municipal bonds, or investment-grade corporate bonds. Or if you're willing to take a little bit more risk, maybe some double B-rated corporate bonds or preferreds or even REITs, real estate investment trusts. So if you've been investing for growth and know in your heart of hearts at some point you should switch over to income, you just don't trust the market anymore, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to talk to you 10 to 15 minutes off the air, no cost, no obligation. Give me a call. 1-800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. I would absolutely love to talk to you about how to invest for income in your portfolio. You know, my regular listeners hear me say this all the time. If what we're looking at right now is a permanent stock market recovery and not a temporary stock market recovery or something that is government-induced, we would be breaking not one, not two, but 3 Guinness Book of World Records. Now, you got to understand, very few things or people have ever broken 1, leave alone 2, and it's never anything, nothing has ever broken 3. First of all, we'd be breaking the world record that it would be the first time we have ever recovered in less than 20 years. Now, what do I mean? In year 2000, we slipped into what we call a secular bear cycle, you know, back in year 2000 when the tech bubble burst. In 2013, the market finally rose above those levels. The question is it a permanent or temporary raise? So the question is, in 2013, when we reached above those levels, if this were the true recovery, it would be the first time we've ever done it after 13 years. See, every other secular bear trend we've had in 200 years of stock market history has taken longer than that. However, if this is a temporary government-induced recovery, like most believe, induced by all the quantitative easing that started in 2008 when the government bailed out AIG and then came later with GM and Chrysler, you know, all signs are pointing to the fact that we're still in this secular cycle, and we've got another drop coming right around the corner. Which now brings me to the second Guinness Book of World Record. Every single other secular bear cycle that we've ever had has had more than three drops and recoveries in it, or corrections as we call them. How many of you had? We've had one in 2002, we've had one in 2008, and we haven't had our third. So again, this would be the first time in over 200 years of stock market history. Now, many of these other cycles have had four, five, or even as much as six drops and recoveries. We've only had two. One starting in 2000 when the tech bubble burst, and then again, the other one starting in 2008 when the financial crisis hit. We haven't had that third drop yet. And now for that third Guinness Book of World Records, we have never recovered from one of these secular bear trends that the price-to-earnings ratio across all the markets haven't gotten down into the single digits. Usually PE ratios have to get down into that 5 and 8 range. And they just simply, the PE ratios just simply haven't gotten down to that level. Matter of fact, the PE ratio of the S&P right now is entirely too high to even consider that we're recovering. And that's why I can say confidently, if this were a permanent recovery and not a government-induced recovery, we would literally be breaking three Guinness Book of World Records. First, the first time we've only recovered or ever recovered after only 13 years. Second, the first time we've ever recovered with only two drops and not three to six. And lastly, the first time we've ever recovered without the PE ratios across the industries getting down into the single digits. So you're sitting there wondering, okay, Mark, I'm with you, but when is this next drop going to occur? Well, I don't know. Frankly, it should have occurred already. I am an absolute believer that the reason that it hasn't occurred yet is because of all the government meddling and all the government intervention. Between holding short-term interest rates at zero, and also because of all the quantitative easing we've done over the last several years since 2009 to drive down long-term interest rates. Now, granted, that long-term quantitative easing ended in 2014. It ended here in the U.S. Matter of fact, it ended in October of 2014. Matter of fact, right around that time frame, I think it was in November, we were on Fox Business News talking to Jerry Willis about where was the market going to go, and we made a few predictions back then. Well, meanwhile, Europe slips into a recession, and their interest rates dropped. So now they're doing quantitative easing in Europe. I mean, you have some riskier bonds, like some Italian and some Spanish bonds, that are paying 1% to 2%, where our own government bonds are paying 2% to 3%. Now, our U.S. government bonds are considered a lot more safe than Italian or Spanish bonds, which basically the bottom line means they should not be paying more interest. They should be paying less interest. So bottom line, if you want to talk about why investing for income is the right thing, and instead of crossing your fingers and toes and hoping for growth, or even if this concept is right for you, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to take a few minutes off the air. No cost, no obligation, 10, 15 minutes. Give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 1-800-611-1966. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to talking to you again next week. This is Mark Falter signing off.
For more of The Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Thanks for listening to The Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
or visit midamericaninvestors.com. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at the same time.